Sunday when you're watching your son play, I'm sure. And what was the moment like when Ben went down and you knew Mason was coming in?
Well, I've been there before, of course, but the moment is very similar, whether you're in high school watching him play for the first time or even college. And so, yeah, it's a bit of an anxious moment, but you're excited about it as well. But I suppose at every level, it's the same, oh boy, here we go. And that was no different yesterday.
And I'm sure was excited to see him have some success against a pretty talented Seahawks defense and who have another Football City USA star, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, for sure. It was great. I mean, that's what you're hoping for, obviously, and that's why being in that situation can be the highest of the highs, or it can be a pretty low low if things don't go well. And so thankfully yesterday things went pretty well.
So have you talked to him since the game yesterday or since the injury announcement today?
Not today, but did talk to him last night after the game, and directly mentioned Jadeveon. He did get a chance to visit with him after the game, which was kind of cool. And he also had a couple teammates from Oklahoma State who are play for the Seahawks too. So anyway, but yeah, we talked about the game. We talked about everything. Didn't know, of course, the way it was going to play out today when we did talk, but knew that this was a possibility.
And how do you expect him to handle his new role this week, given that you've raised him up his entire life?
Yeah. Well, he's been there before, you know, different circumstances, obviously different level of competition, but he has been there. This happened to him in college. Probably the most similar situation was in, I believe it was November of 2014, after he had gone most of that season to the Golden State Cowboys as a backup, not even the backup, but he was number three in the depth chart and thought he was going to be a redshirt freshman and that would be his redshirt year, but instead was asked, really forced to play due to injury again, similarly, and with two games left in the season, went out and played the then number six ranked Baylor Bears. So, you know, he's been there before, I guess, kind of thrown into it, not really knowing, not having a lot of lead time, although he's thankfully got this week of preparation. So I think he'll handle it well. He's always seemed to have done that, and he feels much more confident this year, even from the start of preseason till now, because having that 1 year, you hear that a lot, and he's experienced that. That 1 year really does help, particularly at the quarterback position. But I think he'll handle it well, and he'll continue to prepare. He takes it very seriously, and he wants to be excellent. So I have no doubt he'll approach it the same way.
So what is a non-football example of a way you've seen him handle adversity well in his life?
Interesting. I think, you know, injuries, which is not a non-football, but that's what comes to mind. You know, he's had some injuries along the way, which are probably the most difficult thing to handle, I think, when you're competitive and all the rest. But I cannot think of a non-football form of adversity necessarily.
Do you have a good story then? Maybe a good adversity story that comes to mind, football related?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one that is not an injury one. I've got a couple of those, but those are, everybody's kind of, they kind of know what that's all about. Really, it was his recruitment as a high school senior. High school junior. He was probably pretty interested because they were the first to recruit him at LSU was the first to recruit him and had been with him since the beginning of his junior year and had told him for that season that he was their guy. And then fast forward into the off season in the spring of his junior year when he was closer to making a decision, and he realized and he found out he wasn't their guy because they had, and you could figure that out, of course, through social media and other means. They don't come right out and say that, but it became pretty apparent to him that that was no longer the case. And a lot of athletes experience this through the recruitment, obviously, but that was probably his first real disappointing moment where he realized, oh man, I'm not the guy that they've been telling me I was. In fact, they're saying all those things about another guy now. And so for him, he had to, you know, realize that, hey, I've still got other opportunities out there, and we kind of regrouped and tried to figure out what was the best opportunity for him. And so that comes to mind as a high schooler. You know, it's no different, I'm sure, than a dating relationship where you find out you're no longer the guy. and that's not real easy to take for a young person. But that, that's one example.
And now, will you guys be able to make it out to San Francisco, or will you be aiming for the Monday night game against the Bengals the following week?
We are not going to go to San Francisco, and we're still looking at the following games. We're definitely going to get up to Pittsburgh, you know, before the end of the month, or in the next couple, in the next 3 or 4 weeks. I looked at the schedule again today, and so we're working on that, but we're still going to Clemson games and planning to do that to watch our other sons. So we're going to try to do both if we can, and we won't be able to do that every weekend like this one in particular.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good evening.